Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor James Bonnick. The New Testament reading for today is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 30. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by news of you. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. For they all seek their own interest, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy's proven worth, how as a son with a father he has served with me in the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him just as soon as I see how it will go with me. And I trust in the Lord that shortly I myself will come also. I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my need. For he has been longing for you all, and has been distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near to death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In our text today, St. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, making two main points. First, he wants them to know their salvation in Jesus Christ. Paul's words, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling," may at first be a little confusing to the Lutheran ear. Certainly, Paul is not suggesting that our salvation is based on our own works or merits, nor is he suggesting that any of our own effort or cooperation in any way plays any role in our salvation. Rather, St. Paul desires that they continually be fed with the word of Christ, even while he is absent from them and is unable to personally minister to them in preaching and teaching. Only through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ do we have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. And it is through the preaching of Christ crucified and risen from the dead that the Holy Spirit creates and sustains saving faith in us. The second point follows the first. St. Paul desires the church in Philippi to have a pastor who will feed God's people in preaching. He desires to send to them Pastor Timothy and perhaps Epaphroditus. St. Paul knows that the office of the holy ministry is instituted by Christ for the sake of his church, and he desires for the church in Philippi to have a faithful pastor. Dear people of God, may the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in your reading of the Scriptures and the hearing of his word. from the mouth of your called and ordained servant of the word, your dear pastor. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, you shine with the brightness of the sun in the darkness of our crooked and twisted generation. Give us strength to shine as lights in the world as we live out our baptismal life by serving our neighbors with thanksgiving and joy as sacrificial offerings of mercy and love. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.